Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gable. That right there is the coach and the coach. Oh my God. Look at this. Look at it.
We talk about golf gods all the time, Rick Gaiman, and I've been preaching for months because I've been through this. I was in the WWE when The Rock and Stone Cold and all those guys were there, and then when they left, nobody wanted to watch anymore. What do I mean by that? Without star power, nobody cares. And it just so happens three of the biggest stars in the entire world will be playing in the final group on one tour. And you can't even tell me who just cast, I don't even know, to be honest with you, on that new tour. Stars matter. And so I couldn't even have written this on what we're going to experience tomorrow. It's just awesome.
The golf gods have aligned a nice one for us here heading into Sunday. The final group, threesomes, going off of split tees in Canada will be Tony Finau, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Thomas. Those are the final three. I could have got spoiled by Alex Smalley. No offense to Alex Smalley, but I think, Coach, I think JT getting in early at 9-under is what everybody wanted to see.
Well, I mean, when I look at, you know, I love to use the PGA Tour app. I put my favorites up there. You can throw Sam Burns in as well because he's also at 9-under par. But I'm also trying to remember who 24 hours ago, it may have been on this show. I can't quite remember, Rick. But somebody said that Tony Finau would be the guy that if I was looking at something in that plus 3,000 range, that he would be the guy. And look what happened today. Because, like we talked about yesterday, he's hitting the ball great. What did we talk about on Tuesday, Rick? We said this is a second-shot golf course, that the best iron players in the world would play the best here. Well, what do we have? Finau, good iron player. McIlroy, good iron player. JT, good iron player. Sam Burns, yes, a good iron player. So everything we talked about is living up to what we thought. And I can't ask for anything better than Rory, Finau, the top of the leaderboard with big boys chasing them from behind.
All right, let's start with Tony Finau. He shot the round of the day. We'll give him the nod here. A Saturday 62 gets him to 11 under par for the week, tied with Rory McIlroy at the top of the leaderboard. The highlights, and there were many of them on Saturday for Finau, were holes number 8. 9, mm-hmm. 10, and 11, a four-hole stretch, Coach, that he played at 5 under par. That was kind of the vintage firepower that we've seen from Finau over the years.
Yeah, anytime you play on a par 70, players just internally tell themselves, I've got to birdie the two par 5s. Well, he did one better, and he eagled 9, which other players did today too, but that's really getting one on the field. Now, does this surprise you, Rick, that Tony Finau is the top of the leaderboard in a tournament that's not played in the continental United States? Because for some reason, if you go to the DR or the Bahamas or Canada, hey, he's your guy. I don't know why it is. It just kind of happens that way. But the way he hit the ball today, if he can do that tomorrow, he's not going to have to worry about his putting woes. He's not going to have to worry about any of that because he hit it so close. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. But I love the way that Tony Finau is playing right now.
Yeah, I didn't even put together that we're not in the United States and Tony Finau. That's pretty good. I like that. He's at the top of the leaderboard, but he's not alone, Coach, because Rory McIlroy, I've heard of him. He's good at golf. Also there, follows up his Friday 68 with a Saturday 65. He told Amanda Renner after his rounds he thought both of those scores were fair, meaning he thought he could have gotten more out of them. He thought he could have gotten less out of them. They were fair. It seems like a very pro Rory McIlroy crowd out there at St. George's.
Well, I think they respect the fact that 3 years ago in 2019, he kind of shocked the world when he decided to even play in Canada. And then not only did he play, but he won. And then he told the world how much he enjoyed it. Then he told everybody, I'm coming back. So these golf fans, Rick, they get it. And they respect an athlete when they say, hey, listen, I don't have to come to your country. It's not easy right now with COVID to get in and out of Canada. There's certain rules still. But Rory has done that. I think they showed their appreciation. I think he responded in kind. But the one thing that he still struggles with, and he could have a 2-3-4-shot lead if he could get his irons closer from 1 to 125. He's still not very good, but he is so great at the game of golf that he can still have his B-minus game, which is what I would call the last 2 days, and still be tied at the top of the leaderboard.
That to me is exactly right. He does not have the A-plus stuff. And a lot of weeks on the PGA Tour, it takes a ceiling A-plus week to win. You don't need that from Rory. The woes that you refer to were on full display at 17. He pipes one down the middle. He's got wedge in hand. He yanks it left and misses the green. That's really going to be the key to whether or not he wins this golf tournament.
And if we spin it forward just very, very quickly, Rick, if people are thinking about playing him at the U.S. Open next week, I'd be very, very careful. Because if you're not hitting greens, you're not hitting it close from 1 to 125, you can't get up and down at U.S. Opens like he's going to do in Canada. So I'd be very – I'm bullish on him this week. I don't think I'm going to be bullish on him next week because of what we're talking about.
All right. Well, the big chase pack includes – a handful of golfers at 9 under par, four of them: Alex Smalley, Wyndham Clark, Sam Burns, who already has multiple victories this year, and Justin Thomas. Coach JT shot a bogey free 63. That's 7 under, nearly made an albatross on 15. He hit that, I don't know if it was a 5 wood or a 3 wood, to about 8 inches. That's good. You don't even have to tap that one in for eagle. And this is just JT doing JT things, right? Fresh off a major championship victory, keeping the momentum going with another one next week.
I mean, star power is what it is. And the thing I love about JT is that when he shows up, he's not what I call too cool for school. It doesn't matter what tournament he's playing. It doesn't matter where. He wants to win, and he wants to be there and step on your throat. Today was exactly that. Because through the first 2 days, he looked very frustrated, I thought. He didn't hit it particularly well, I thought, but he kept himself in it. And then today, he, along with the other guys we've talked about, hit it very close, hit it very well. And I think when he starts to get those, he's so much better than Rory, Rick, from 1 to 125. It's laughable. If you put those two guys together, you would have Tiger Woods, probably. But JT, right now, if you're looking at the guys that are two back, there's currently four of them. He would have to be my guy to pick coming out of that pack, even though Sam Burns is in it.
Yeah, Justin Thomas is probably one of the best wedge players in the game at the moment. And let's talk about that Sam Burns, because he shot another 65 here on Saturday. And Coach, I think you were kind of alluding to this a little bit earlier. Sam Burns is the real deal, man. He is just a winner. This is his first start since his victory a couple of weeks ago. It just doesn't matter. He's in the mix. He never gets kind of bothered by anything. He's just an even keel kind of guy. And he's getting very comfortable at the top of the leaderboard.
I was calling Robbie Shelton on the Corn Ferry Tour today. He shot a 10 under 61, and we used the word maturity. And I think that's what we're starting to see now with Sam Burns. He's very, very mature. We saw him come back from 7 shots back. If you're not a mature golfer and you just go out there on a Sunday and say, hey, I'm 7 shots back or I'm 8 back, and I'm just going to go out every flagstick, he doesn't do that even if he's down 7. He understands that if he shoots a 65 or a 64 on most Sundays, he's going to vault up the leaderboard. Most players never get to that headspace. He's there. And now he arguably, if he wins once or two more times, he could challenge Scheffler for PGA Tour Player of the Year. And that would have been ludicrous to say 2 months ago or a month ago. But he's in position, if he could win next week or win the British Open or the Open Championship, to be right there come August, at least in the discussion.
Yeah, those wins are piling up for Sam Burns. Coach, while I've got you, I want to take a look at the odds board, because this is shaping up to be a good one. And we're going to do just that. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're back. Caesars Sportsbook. They've got the live odds here, Coach. And I've got
okay.
Rory McIlroy, the favorite, plus 150. Tony Finau tied at 11 under with Rory McIlroy, plus 275. Justin Thomas, two shots back, plus 450. Sam Burns, same thing, two shots back. He's plus 650. Let's just start with this. The winner's coming out of these four, right?
Yes. And I'm going to have to recuse myself. So I'm going to quickly become the host, and you're going to become the analyst. And the reason for that is I did last night exactly what I told you I was going to do. I sprinkled a little bit on Cam. I sprinkled a full unit on Sam Burns and a full unit on Tony Finau. Finau's plus 3,000. Sam Burns is plus 1,400. Cam Smith is way out of it. What would you do if you were me?
If I were you, I'd stand pat and just let this thing play out, because I think Tony Finau is very, very interesting. And it's hard to make a case, Coach, when there's 37 wins in the final group and two of them are from your guy and from the other two. That's a little bit worrisome, but I'll tell you what. Statistically, Finau has fixed the short game. We've seen that over the last couple of weeks, last couple of months. No one expects him to win. There is zero pressure on him to win this thing. He is already tied at the top. Everyone is ready to give it to Rory or give it to Justin Thomas. If I were you, I'm cool holding on to that ticket, but I think it could be a Finau Sunday, and I don't often say that.
That's exactly what I was kind of leaning towards, because when you look at these numbers, if for anybody at home, if you're holding on to a win ticket like I am of what we just discussed, you may want to stand pat, because if you try to hedge with these numbers, A, you're not going to hedge and win anything, and B, you could lose twice, and you don't want to do that either. So steer clear, especially when you got two of the four. I got winning tickets on two of the four names. So if I don't win, it'll be kind of bad luck, but I think I'm going to do what you tell me to do, Rick.
And the other thing is, I like the number on Sam Burns, plus 650, but you are asking him to chase down both Rory McIlroy and Tony Finau with JT in the mix. Like, I like that number, but this is not Sam Burns trying to track down Austin Cook and Alex Smalley. It's a different animal at the top.
I would have thought he would be a little like the books would really want to tease you a little bit more, right? Give me a +8, a +9. Now I'm thinking about it. But a plus 650, there's not enough there for me.
I will fill you in. The contrast between Charles Schwartzel, Henny Duplessis, and Peter Uihlein is Tony Finau, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Sam Burns. For one of those guys, especially like Rory McIlroy, who has basically been the face of the PGA Tour throughout this entire thing, if he wins tomorrow, it would really be just the golf gods giving one back to the PGA Tour.
Let me just say this, and if people want to call me a homer, fine. I don't care. But all I know is I have a lot of experience in the world of entertainment, and I've experienced all of this. There is no Rick, and I don't care what sport you're talking about. I don't care what continent, where in the world. There is no substitute for star power. There's not one fan that's ever tuned in to watch Tom Brady because he makes $40 million a year. They tune in to watch Tom Brady because he's a star and he plays football great. LeBron, same thing. Kobe, same thing. Steph Curry, the same thing. Do you think anybody last night said, oh, Steph Curry makes $45 million a year, I'll tune in? No, they said, that's a bad dude who scored 43 points and is a superstar. So unless Charles Schwartzel or any of the other guys that are ranked 300 or below are suddenly going to become stars, but you already saw 3 days in, anybody still talking about it?
Not so much. Well, we are in store for a good one on Sunday, and we will, of course, be back to break it all down after the final putt does drop. But for now, that's the Coach. You can find him on Twitter at the Coach Rules. You can find me at Rick Rungood. This has been the First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.